Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here, too. I'm glad he's here. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now about 13 years. He's the, over 4 years. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He is a professor at Daniel Webster College, teaching leadership there, among other things, entrepreneurship as well. And he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very, very much.
It's good to have you back. And also a filmmaker.
Yes.
And tell us what the name of this film is.
Oh, it's Spin the Plate.
Spin the Plate.
We are in
wanting to say Spin the Dish for some reason. Spin the Plate.
Yeah, Spin the Plate. And we are in the absolutely fascinating but really time-consuming part of post-production, but it's going very well, and still looking at summer for our national release.
Which it's is a full-length film, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very proud of them, Tom and his lovely wife for putting this together, writing and everything. So Tom, one of the things I told the audience, and we'll be telling you more, folks, about the film as it gets closer, because I'm going to want you to have access to it. Tom, I was telling the audience that one of the things that big companies do that of all the things that we do, they could emulate. There's one thing that they do that we really need to focus on and steal some of their practices, and that is in the area of human resources, especially in hiring people. And big companies are as good as it gets when it comes to hiring people, aren't they?
They are, but so can small business people, because many of the same techniques they use, we can use.
Don't cost you any money.
Don't cost you any money.
Yeah.
And it's real. It's the type of thing that they, why reinvent the wheel? Because we can take what they do, because, you know, but the thing is that we're going to be in a much smaller scale.
Right.
Because they're going to have 1,000 resumes, and we might only have maybe 15 or 20, but
this
we can
is,
use those same techniques.
This is why I always think it's a good idea for a business owner to have some corporate background. This is one of the reasons, because if you've had corporate background, that means you've gone through the process of being hired.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen this, and you know what you liked and what you didn't like, and what was effective and what wasn't effective. And I think small business owners who have some corporate experience are probably a little bit better, a little bit ahead of the curve than people who haven't. So we've decided we're going to hire somebody. Could be our first employee, could be our fifth employee, could be our 20th employee. What's the first thing you recommend that we do?
Well, I recommend finding out what to pay them, get a range to pay, and that's not as tricky as you might think. You can go to places like salary.com, and if you click in your zip code, they have hundreds and hundreds of job titles. They will tell you what the range is right in your area. So you can also get that information from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Mm-hmm.
That would be BLS.gov.
And that those numbers will tell you whether what you can afford is going to get you what you want.
Exactly.
Or I should say, who you want.
Yeah. And one of the things, especially if you just go to those two sites, and there's other sites out there, it's going to give you kind of a yardstick. And you're going to sit there and say, yeah, well, we can do this. Or, no, that's just too much for what we want.
Or you could say, all right, I am not going to be able to afford an experienced person with these skills, but I might be able to afford a younger, less experienced person who has the skills but maybe not the experience and is looking for the opportunity to prove themselves that I can train, and I might be able to afford that person. It sort of tells you where to set your sights, doesn't it, Tom?
It does. And my experience has been that most small business people are in the latter category, because you're going to want the person with skills who wants to work for a company.
Yep.
And you can train them. And what they're looking for is quality of life. Because, I mean, let's face it, big companies, if they really want, let's say, a marketing person, mm-hmm. they can outspend any small business person.
Right.
That's just the way it is. So, but what small business people can do is give them quality of life. So as far as schedule, as far as a small environment, as far as allowing them to learn their trade, as far as allowing them to learn to do some other things that large corporations just can't do. And I think that if you think in those terms, that you realize, wait a minute, we don't have to pay every dollar, because a lot of people are looking more for kind of the intangibles than
younger people are like Europeans. They don't live to work; they work to live.
They do. And I think that when you talk to HR people, I think that women more than men, but that certainly men are falling in this category, would look for quality of life over every last dollar. Mm-hmm. It's not that women aren't looking to be paid fairly.
And quality of life doesn't necessarily mean, it could be a lot of different things. You kind of need to ask them, in the conversation you have with them, pay attention to those kinds of things. What's important to you, right? I mean, and we're going to talk about some of those questions in a minute. But you know, what's important to you? And listen to what they say, right?
Yeah. And if what's important to you is what's important to them isn't something you can deliver, then that's not a good fit. You know, one of the things is that HR people always talk about fit, because every corporation has a culture to it.
Mm-hmm.
And most corporations are very proud of their culture. Well, small businesses have a culture, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that culture generally centers around the owner.
And it's often the strongest part of the brand that customers like.
It is.
The small business's culture.
It is. And one of the things is that you spend more awake time with the people you work with than anybody else in your life. So one of the things that small business people really got to think about is, I'm going to be spending more time with you than my family.
Right.
And so just make sure that they can get along with you, they can get along with everybody else.
It's a big deal, because you're kind of, it's kind of the sardine scenario, isn't it? You're kind of packed in a tight little can with everybody, and there's not much place you can go and get away from everybody. In most small businesses, you're exactly right. You got to bring in people who not only can do the job, but who will work within the culture and contribute mm-hmm. to the culture. We'll come back. Tom's got some questions to ask a prospective employee that will help you hire the right person. Tom Anastasi and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.